information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supplied for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Sad rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's Brian Young with a crash course for the Ravers show. How is it going? Happy Halloween. Halloween's tomorrow. So I'm going to do a Halloween show for you. Play some spooky stuff. Some Halloween in the title. maybe ghosts, haunted houses. You know how it goes. Let's start off with, I think I started off last year with this one, but it's so good. Lou Reed, Halloween Parade on MFO.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down. Especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today. Especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door. And I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad. And then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind, I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind, I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. See you next year at the Halloween Parade.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Halloween night, 1963. I'm looking through your window, and I like what I see. All alone in my yard, just standing there, running out in my head, and then you won't stare. You can run, but you can't hide. Button.
Leave a tie, give me a knockin' on your door, you better shake my arms around your neck, I know. Would you care at all? Ooh, I saw your back last Halloween, and I swung from your trapeze just to see if you would catch me should I fall. Just to see if you would catch me. Scaring, stop scaring.
We are fighting the witch might we burn, huh?
Burn her!
How do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one!
Yeah, she looks like one!
Bring her forward.
Not a witch, I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this.
And
this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she is a witch.
Did you dress her up like this?
No!
Yes.
A bit. She has got a wart.
What makes you think she is a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
Burn her!
What? There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Are there? Huh? What are they? Tell us!
Can I hurt? Tell me. What do you do with witches?
Burn! Burn!
Burn!
And what do you burn apart from witches?
More witches!
Wood! So, why do witches burn?
Because they're made of wood.
Good!
Oh, yeah.
So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her.
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah.
Does a wood sink in water?
No.
No, it floats. It floats.
Throw her into the pond.
What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider.
A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches.
Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore...
A witch!
A witch!
A witch! I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line with all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men coming home from work, tired-eyed, with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door-to-door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with. Really over with.
Henry Rollins, being a bummer, man. Cheer up. Go ahead, celebrate Halloween. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers Show, Halloween edition. And we started that block off with Lou Reed, Halloween Parade, The Evil Streaks with Halloween Night, Legendary Invisible Men with Spooks Night Out, Rob Zombie with Halloween, The Charms with The Wolf, The Sonics with The Witch, The Afghan Whigs with Big Top Halloween, The Circus with Burn Witch Burn, and of course we had the segment from Monty Python and the Holy Grail there, witch burning. And Henry Rollins with Halloween. He says something nice to say that, Henry. How about a nice, long ministry Halloween song? Every day is Halloween on MFO.
don't watch that. Watch this. This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond!
Dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Mm-hmm. It's Halloween night, and everything's still. Oh, but the house, 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 up on the hill, hill. The windows were eyes, the door was a mouth, mouth, mouth. The rafters were fingers, making you shout, shout, shout. Wrench on the door, door, door. The bright jack-o'-lanterns, candy galore. Now fill your bags up with candy corn, corn, corn. Check all your apples on the next morn. Getting late, you're on Woodstraw Road. Candy cigarettes for your nerves, but they might just explode. Don't fall in love.
that I